You are tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more.
Sponsored in part by Replays, Gameware, Movies, and More, and Creative Foundations, employing individuals with disabilities.
Now your hosts, Sam Dunham, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, and Josh Harrison.
Hey, you're listening to the Nerd Overload, the Popkin Geek Culture show that normally covers everything, but today is San Diego Comic-Con all the time. I'm Josh.
I'm Sam, and this week, no Cody and Samantha, but we do have another special third guest chair. We have Sean from the GeekCast X podcast. Sean, how you doing?
Doing all right. How's everyone doing today?
Doing great. Hey, before we get into our check it outs and stuff, do you want
to really take excited to be here?
Excellent. Before we get into the check it out section, do you want real quick kind of let the listeners know a little bit about the GeekCast X show?
Sure. GeekCast X is, you know, it's basically a podcast to the Nerd Overload. We just talk about geeky stuff. Right now we're in our break because there's nothing really going on except for, like, you know, Comic-Con. And we've recorded a lot of, like, what we dubbed specials, where we just talk about one certain topic.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back on probably in August-ish.
Excellent. It sounds like we have a fourth special guest there as well.
She was in the other room, but I picked her up so to see if she'd fall asleep on my shoulder. But she's playing with my headphones instead.
Not a problem, man. But anyway, we have a ton of San Diego Comic-Con news to go through, more than we could probably cover in this hour that we have. But before we do that, we're just going to do a super quick stuff we've been checking out.
Steam had a special this past weekend for Shark Week. They allowed the game Depth to be free for the weekend, and I got to check it out.
Oh, yeah?
I've been wanting to play it for a while. Basically, it's an online PvP type of game. You have three or four divers versus two sharks.
Okay.
And
Can you play as a shark?
Yeah, you can play as a shark.
Wow.
And there's, like, different species of sharks that have different attributes and stuff and special little things they can do. And divers, you get weapons and gadgets and stuff.
Oh, right on.
There are a couple different game modes, but the only game mode I only got to play was called Blood and Gold. And the divers have a submersible robot that's hunting treasure, and you have to protect it and keep the sharks from destroying it. It's got like a health bar or whatever.
Oh, that's cool. It sounds like almost like a capture the flag or something like that.
Kind of. And
how does like the movement and stuff work?
Like first person shooter, but it's like in a three dimensional environment.
You play as a first person shark.
No, it's sharks in third, but the divers are in first.
Okay.
And when you're a diver, it's a little too realistic because it's dark. The deeper you go, the darker it is. And if you're inside like a ship or a sunken building or something, it's really hard to see.
Okay. Like it's kind of claustrophobic or whatever.
Yeah. And like pretty much maybe the only light you have is like the light on your helmet or whatever, or your mask. But you can get like flares and throw them around the room and lighten it up. Sharks can see everything.
Okay.
Right. And they have, like, this weird, like, kind of almost, like, blood sense. Like, kind of gives you an idea where everyone is.
Okay.
Is it like in Hitman, the...
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Instinct mode.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Or Batman's detective mode. But it's kind of on all the time.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Wow. Like Predator vision?
Not so much, but it'll give you ideas where people are.
The Predators of the Deep.
I totally RoboCop some guy. I was playing as a shark, and he was like had his back to like a breakable wall that I could bust through.
Can you talk to each other?
It's typing.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
And he was behind this breakable wall, and I kind of snuck up like right there, and I hit my lunge button, and I broke through the wall, and I grabbed him. And when you're a shark, and when you bite somebody, you can sit there and jiggle your mouse, and you're thrashing them about, and it helps you
kill
them faster.
Excellent.
I thought you were gonna say something like "Don't move, creep," or something like you're like a shark saying
I
that.
I wish.
Oh, that would be great.
That's why I was like, that'd be really cool if you had a mic and you could like talk.
Yeah,
but no, it's a fun game. It's kind of brutal.
It sounds like
the death animations and stuff are just wicked.
How are the graphics? What are they?
Pretty good, actually, kind of an indie game.
Okay. Like, what kind of, would you compare it to, like, PlayStation or, like, you know, Xbox 360? Like, PlayStation 1?
Maybe 360, like, later years 360 kind of stuff.
Okay.
Again, I'm playing on my computer, and my computer just graphically is very powerful, so it's hard to really judge.
Okay. So it's not like NES, you know.
No. it's a very fleshed out game.
Oh, cool.
Good. That sounds cool.
But it's a lot of fun.
Didn't they make a Jaws game?
Yeah, and it was awful.
Okay, all right, sorry.
I remember.
We'll talk about that.
It was on like on PlayStation 2. It was a terrible game.
So you said it's on Steam, is it? And it's free for Shark Week, but
it was.
Okay.
Yeah, Sunday was its last day.
Gotcha. Okay.
It was on sale for a little bit, but I think it's back up to its normal $25 price tag.
Okay. All right.
It's worth it.
It's worth it. Okay.
For Shark Week, I wanted to do a Shark Week special for GeekCastX with, like, you know, talk about all the, like, pop culture kind of shark stuff, like, stuff about, like, Jaws and, like, Street Sharks. And,
Sharknado.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, stuff like that. But we ended up scraping it because we couldn't get together.
It happens.
That happens, man. That happens.
Adult lives.
All right. Well, anyway, you know, I really haven't checked out a whole lot this week. San Diego Comic-Con really has been, like, the main focus for me, but as the last couple weeks I've been watching BattleBots. You know, it's still going. It's become very clear that there is one robot that is leaps and bounds above the rest of them. It's like this it's really simple. It just looks like a rectangular square with two wheels on the back, and like one, it's not even like, it's, it looks kind of like a push lawnmower blade, but it's not sharp. It's just like a bar, and it just rolls up, gets the thing spinning, and it demolishes anything it comes up against. It has ripped like the side panels off of like robots and like got it into their electronics and just like totally.
Do they give the bots names?
They do. Yeah, I think this one was like Riptide or something like that.
Yeah, that's his name. Cool. Yeah.
Now, my question is: can the dude controlling the bot reverse the blade?
I don't think he can reverse the blade.
It only goes the one way. Okay.
It only goes the one way, but it gets going so quick.
Oh, it's a blur on TV.
Yeah, you can't.
Really?
I mean, it wouldn't make a difference. Yeah, it just, like I said, it just gets right in there. And like the first match it was in, I think the other bot lasted like 3 seconds. It just
rolled right as soon as it touched it,
and it just melted. The robot practically melted. It was crazy.
There was smoke. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was nuts.
What you're saying is no more Little Yama.
Yeah, yeah. But no, that's about what I've been checking out. Sean, do you have anything before we get into the news?
Yeah, I was struggling for something, and then I remembered I've been checking out like Oculus Rift kind of stuff, and like the whole like the VR like videos they've been coming out with like the 360 cameras.
Oh yeah.
Have you heard of that stuff?
I have. Yeah.
They had an Avenger promo thing, and that was pretty cool. And then they had like some kind of alien landing that was really cool. And I've been thinking about like if I was up big enough, could they possibly do movies like that? And I was wondering how they would do movies like that. You know, like you'd have to shoot 360 all around you, so you'd have to frame 360 shots.
Yeah.
And how difficult that would be.
That'd probably be really difficult with the amount of production that goes into films, and sometimes things are on sets and they can't do a 360 shot.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, like, my idea, if I were to do that, I would do it kind of like a found footage kind of film. And,
maybe like a Blair Witch or something like that. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. That way, like, it would work kind of like an arcade game where, like, the guy walks for you, but, like, you know, you're the dude. And, like, the thing is, like, you know, I don't know, like, if you do this, but sometimes when I'm talking to people, I'll, like, occasionally look off to see something in the background. So, like, it would make perfect sense if, like, there's, like, a actor on the screen talking to you, and like, you can look around and see what's going around.
Oh, yeah, totally. Now, I really can't see like that becoming like the standard of filmmaking, but I could see like museums or something like that, like using it as like a tech demo, or like a like, you know how you go to, you know, like COSI there in Columbus or somewhere like that, and they have like those, you know, explore the deep, you know, kind of, they're not real movies, but they're like, you know, whatever.
Exactly. I thought it would be like super gimmicky. Like they had a lot of movies for the IMAX that came out like that. Remember?
Yeah.
Where, like, you got to wear those 3D goggles that were big. And the thing that triggered that idea was I was thinking about that, and that you were talking about that game, the shark game, and like how cool would that look like on the Oculus Rift?
That would be cool.
That'd be pretty. And I'd also probably have to play it in a diaper.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I was like. How cool would that be?
Yeah.
I did see a really cool Oculus Rift game. I think Polygon put up a video about it. It was like this game called like Spy or something like that. And it looked like a lot of fun. Like you're trapped in a car in a plane. There's like gas outside and you have to figure out how to get the car going and how to get this airplane's door open while you're in the air. I mean, it looked really neat.
Oh, that's
cool.
Well,
that sounds like a Mission Impossible kind of stuff.
Yeah,
like
but it was more like a James Bond kind of thing.
Wasn't there? What was that? Was it Call of Duty that had like the last mission? You're like running through an airplane. You have to like kick open this door and shoot this dude before he assassinates some kind of hostage.
Well, they've done that a couple times in different Call of Duties in different scenarios. Like it's always like there's like one where you're dying with a knife in your chest and you have to pull it out and kill this one guy before he kills your buddy or something. And
I do remember that. Like you're like by the river.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, they kind of do that in all those.
Did you? All right, so I saw this. I have to get off topic, but talk about Call of Duty. Did you see that? Like, there's like a video where like this guy like it's like Call of Duty in real life or something, and he's making fun of it by like something about dishes, and he's like yelling soap.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. See
I
that.
Haven't seen that one. No, no.
It's like Call of Duty versus Halo or something, and like the Master Chief busts.
Oh yeah, I did see that. I did. Okay, it's a bunch of British guys. Yeah, I saw that.
Yes, exactly. Isn't his grandma in it or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Well, I'll have to check that one out. That sounds cool. All right. Well, let's just go ahead and start getting into some news here. We got so much stuff to talk about.
I don't
even know where to begin, to be honest with you. Let's
tackle this beast.
Yeah.
Honestly, the biggest thing I could say about Comic-Con is, and I hate to admit it, but especially because Marvel didn't show.
Yeah.
Is the fact that Warner Brothers DC kind of took the show.
By default. Yeah,
yes.
They kind of did.
Right. I was disappointed. Well, I mean, Star Wars did show that behind-the-scenes thing, and that was pretty cool.
I didn't watch it because I love Star Wars so much that I want to be as surprised as possible.
Oh, I watched it, and it was amazing.
Well, I'm glad it was amazing then. The movie already looked amazing in my head.
It didn't disappoint.
Okay.
That's good.
All right, well, in the spirit of things, I guess we can talk about the one superhero that, honestly, that only everybody cares about, and that's Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice trailer.
Yeah, that was... The first trailer was kind of, like, depressing.
Yeah.
But the second trailer blew me away. I was like, oh, yes, this is what I want.
See, I like this second trailer better than the first one, but I'm still a little... The verdict is still out on this new movie. I'm still not 100% on it. I don't know what it is. I just haven't been able to get on board like everyone else has.
I am more confused than anything, honestly. Like, you got this the scene with, like, the super Gestapo guys.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
And, like...
A rumor on the internet is, like, that is, like, some kind of dream sequence.
That's what I kind of thought, like, Batman's, like, paranoid, like, delusion of, you know... What's going to happen if Superman is still around or something like that?
My favorite was how they linked up the two scenes. Have you seen that?
I was going to talk about that. Yeah.
Sorry, slow your thunder. Go ahead.
No, that's cool. In the trailer, there's one scene where it looks like a heat vision is blasting through like Wayne Tower or something like that.
Yeah,
and it's Bruce Wayne running like into the debris to try to save as many people as he can, and. When I first saw the trailer, I was like, okay, what is Superman doing? There's got to be a reason for this. And, yeah, it turns out it links up with a portion of the fight in Man of Steel where he and Zod are fighting, and Zod's heat vision kicks in for the first time, and he just starts blasting all over the place. And the beams, like, match up with everything. And I think
that was really cool.
That was impressive. I did dig that quite a bit.
I was talking to my friends about the trailer and how, like, I bet you in the film they're going to have some kind of, like, flashback sort of pickup.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
But you'd have to.
A good portion of this movie is going to end up being told in flashback, whether it's flashback to when... to Man of Steel or even before with a younger Bruce Wayne. Because it looks like the Batman that they're presenting in this movie, he was active for a number of years, but no one really knew about him. He was an urban legend. Like, he wasn't, like... the big name superhero, and that he's coming back out of retirement. It's what it looks like to me.
Right. It like follows the Dark Knight Returns.
A little bit. Yeah.
Do you guys remember in Man of Steel? There's that poster.
That poster.
There's an East. Keep Calm, Call Batman.
No, I guess I didn't remember that one.
Yeah,
in Man of Steel. In the
yeah, there's a part where Zod and Superman fly through a building, and there is a poster in an apartment for like 2 seconds.
Okay.
It was put in there as a joke by one of the prop guys.
Gotcha. Okay, well, let's move on to some of the other stuff in the trailer, the Batman versus Superman. I think Jeremy Irons is going to make an excellent Alfred. I think that's probably
I like how he plays both sides, you know.
Yeah, I think that's like the best casting decision. Because he's old enough to be believable as a young Bruce Wayne's caretaker, but not so old that he's like the Crypt Keeper.
with this older Batman. I was just saying, I thought it would be cooler though if he had like a mustache or something.
That would be cool.
Doesn't look very butlery to me.
Yeah, but I mean, but you know what? We actually haven't gotten a mustached Alfred in a while because I mean, Michael Caine didn't have the stash in any of the
even Michael Goh.
Yeah, Michael Goh didn't have
Goh,
any.
Goh.
I've always said Goh, but it might be something different. The guy from the original Batman films.
Yeah.
But no, that's really good casting. I'm a lot less worried about Gal Gadot's casting as Wonder Woman.
She looks cool.
Mm-hmm. She looks cool. I mean,
I know that.
No, you're fine, Goh.
I was just agreeing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, no, it's I think she's.
This is why. It's difficult to record
a little bit over Skype. Yeah, a little bit. But no, I think she looks the part. The trailer gives us like zero insight of how she's playing the character. So, I mean, I'm still a little verdict still out
or why she's even there
or why she's even there to begin with. And I mean, don't forget they did cast an Aquaman for this movie. He didn't show up in any point in the trailer, but he is going to be
there was an underwater scene for like a second though.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah,
it's like, all right, I backed it up a few times. It's right after the scene where you see Wonder Woman clank her bracelets together, and there's a huge explosion, and then it cuts to, like, some dude swimming underwater. It's not Aquaman. It's just a dude in a mask swimming towards something. And then it cuts to, I think, Batman in the desert.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. Well, I mean, like I said, the verdict is still out on it. I think Jesse Eisenberg is going to do a great job as Lex Luthor.
It's so weird.
Yeah. Well, he's playing.
Yeah, I like him. I like him a lot.
He's playing him like Mark Zuckerberg a little bit.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with. That's cool. I'm cool with it.
But no, like that whole little part where he's like, "The red capes are coming. The red capes are coming."
That was really like chilling, not chilling.
Yeah. I think that's him trying to harken back to the Gene Hackman, the original, just
maybe
a little bit. But I mean, it's. From the trailer, it's pretty clear that, like, it's Lex Luthor winding Batman and Superman up against each other. He's, like, using them like pawns to fight against each other to try to do something.
I did like the shot of the big chunk of kryptonite, though.
That was cool. And I think that's probably how Lex is going to lose his hair.
Probably.
From kryptonite.
Exposure.
That would be my guess.
I wonder if it plays into the theory I had a while ago after Man of Steel. Is when they were trying to terraform Earth into a new Krypton, that maybe chunks of kryptonite are there now in those locations.
That they formed in that location. Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I always thought when this movie originally announced was, I thought that was going to be what Batman did was figure out it's Superman's weakness or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm just happy that this film, they're answering one of the biggest problems I had with Man of Steel is that they're holding Superman accountable
for the property damage.
The humongous amount of property damage. And they've said 40 people died. Like,
wait, that's it?
It's kind of ludicrous about how many buildings were blown up and stuff. But yeah, I mean, people died as a direct
result
of Superman's actions. And I'm glad they're actually holding him accountable for it.
I also saw they had Zod's body, too.
Yeah, they did. I have a feeling that might become a Bizarro. Or they might use like DNA from Zod to try to create an anti-Superman weapon that becomes Bizarro.
See, I was thinking the whole time that they would use Zod's armor to retro create the Bat armor.
That could very well be. I mean, there is, you know, technology, Kryptonian technology all over the Earth now, or at least
but it's rather obvious.
Yeah,
well, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. And moving on from Bats versus Supes, they also announced the Suicide Squad trailer. And they said it takes place directly after Batman versus Superman, chronologically.
See, yeah, I was thinking that, do you think that, right after, the end of BVS, I guess, the Batman's going to be like, all right, I got to go. And then, that's how, Suicide Squad starts, stop, Joker. You know what I mean?
Well, and that opening with Viola Davis as General Waller, she references Lex Luthor as a villain. So
did she?
She does. Yeah.
I didn't notice that. I did hear the super name drop though.
Yeah.
And I had said to my friends, like, I remember David Ayer. Is that the guy's name, the director?
Yeah, Dave Ayer.
You say,
yeah,
like, all their surprises are still intact. I'm like, I bet you Superman's going to have a cameo. And they dropped his name. I'm like, counts. Still counts.
Well, Batman is very much in the movie.
Oh, yeah. And again, I think that takes place as a bit of a flashback.
Maybe.
If anything,
yeah,
this is going to be...
She still had the glasses on.
Right, yeah. I have a feeling that, if anything, this movie is going to be more of a Harley Quinn origin movie than anything. Because it looked like the whole... Every bit with the Joker in it was him torturing...
Somebody.
Harlene Quinzel.
Yeah,
it was her,
If you pause it, you can see, like, there's a belt in her mouth. She's strapped to a table. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was about ready to give her the electroshock therapy.
Oh,
that kind of scrambled her
really
and made
cool.
her
okay.
into Harley.
So that's
wait,
the...
Wait,
that's
did you guys
thing.
Talk about, in Batman v Superman, the Robin costume?
No, we didn't actually talk about the Robin costume.
I didn't
costume.
See a Robin costume.
Yeah.
What? You didn't see the Robin costume?
Yeah, and it had, like, the Joker painted, like, you know...
Ha ha ha, joke's on you.
Joke's
no,
on you all
I
over
didn't
it.
See
yeah.
That.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Dude, you need to pause right now and go find
but,
that.
I mean, it's a real
really
quick
cool.
flash, but yeah, I mean, it is taking place in a post-Jason Todd, like, universe. Like, the
so,
Joker
yeah, that,
did
that
kill
means, like,
a Robin.
The Red Hood.
There could be the Red Hood somewhere. I've actually heard that the actress Jenna Malone might be coming in as a Robin in this, as the
Carrie Kelly?
The Carrie Kelly character.
Which, I do remember she dyed her hair, and everyone was like, oh, what's this all about?
She dyed her hair, and she's worked with Zack Snyder before. She was a main actress in Sucker Punch.
Mm. And there was that that extra whatever who got sued by Warner Brothers.
Oh, God, yeah.
For releasing supposed information.
For leaking it, yeah, yeah, yeah. But
What about in that, remember, there's, like, on set, there's photos of, like, a dude with green socks on, so, like, he's obviously going to be, have, like, CG legs. Do we have any idea what that's going to be about?
I've heard, oh, yeah, I've heard two different things. I've heard that's either the Flash, and that's the CG socks are for him moving fast, or it could be, the other one I heard was that it was Jimmy Olsen, and he was crippled during the fight. In Man of Steel, so, you know, Superman's best pal doesn't have legs. That's
but
what
he
I've
walks
heard.
Upright.
But he has, like, prosthetic legs.
Oh, okay. See, what I had heard, the rumors that I have heard, I say this slyly, like, I'm, like, looking around, but no one can see me. The rumors that I had heard was that it was going to be Metallo.
It could be Metallo. Yeah, that could be. Then, I mean, it'd be kind of weird to try to fit that character into this movie, but I could see it happening. Sure.
I mean, it's bad enough there's rumors of Doomsday and Cyborg and everything.
Yeah.
If you listen to one of our previous episodes, he was saying how he didn't like how it seemed like they were shoehorning Batman into everything, like the Suicide Squad, and I was just, like, baffled by that statement, because most of the Suicide Squad is from his rogues gallery, so...
Mm. Yeah. Well, speaking of Suicide Squad, did you saw the trailer, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the statement they released? That was so...
I didn't. No, what was it?
So, I thought they had released it officially because Deadpool released, they're releasing theirs in 3 weeks. So, like, oh, let's jump that gun. Mm-hmm. We'll, like, get a one-up on them. But I guess they officially released it, and the statement was that because people had pirated it and released it, they were like, well, we'll just release it in the full format, even though it was supposed to be, like, a special viewing for, you know, a unique viewing for the Comic-Con viewers. And even though this isn't, like, complete footage,
yeah, you know,
they said anyway.
Yeah, you know, I think I had heard something a little bit about that. And, you know, that's kind of the one thing I'm a little wary of when it comes to, like, leaked footage and stuff. Because, I mean, if we keep leaking footage the way that we do from, like, Comic-Con or different conventions, sooner or later, film companies are just flat not going to have trailers and things shown.
See, my counterpoint to that is, why do we have to leak it? Why do they have to have it? Oh, let's make it special. Well, why don't you just release it?
Well, you know, I mean, the people at Comic-Con did spend, you know, a couple $100 on their tickets, not to mention, you know, plane tickets and lodging and everything else. I mean, something should be special just for them, you know? And
exactly.
I mean, if they were planning on, like, releasing it 3 or 4 weeks later with, like, more complete CG or whatever, I mean, I say let them. I mean, plus, you know, I don't want to sit and watch a video of, you know, someone's cell phone shaky cam of, like, a video of a video.
Did you see the apocalypse footage?
I did see the apocalypse footage, yeah.
That was some awful leakage.
And again, I don't think that CG was completed, so
oh,
I'm
definitely.
Not, yeah, that's why I'm not I kind of take that stuff with a grain of salt. You know what? We're actually at our break, so we should probably go ahead and take a break here and come back. We'll talk about some other Comic-Con news.
Nerd Overload is brought to you in part by Replays, Gameware, Movies, and More. Replays is a place for all your gaming needs, from retro up to current-gen systems and accessories. They even have a free customer rewards program. Mount Vernon Avenue, Marion, across from the Marion Plaza. 751-4072 or online at facebook.com/replaysmarion.
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by Creative Foundations.
Hi, my name is Robert.
Hi, my name is Amber.
Hi, my name is Jessica.
I'm Jimmy, and I work at Crave Foundations,
the store that employs people with developmental disabilities.
We have four locations:
Delaware, Mount Vernon, Marysville, and Urbana.
Our website is creativefoundations.org.
Find us on Facebook.
Hey, we're back. You were just listening to a remix of the theme song from the classic video game Balloon Fight. It was done by a composer named Hirokazu Tanaka. We played this because, and we're going to talk about this real quick before we get back into the happy San Diego Comic-Con stuff. The president and CEO of Nintendo, Satoru Iwata, passed away here, what was it, Sunday or Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this week.
Very sad news.
Very sad news, yep. He was 55 years old, and it was a bile duct growth. It was cancer, essentially. I've never really been one to know the names of creators and stuff, but this has kind of hit me kind of hard because he was a programmer first. You know, he programmed Balloon Fight, the old arcade game. He did a lot of Kirby. He did. He basically redid Smash Brothers from by hand to get it to work correctly, like the original Nintendo 64 version.
That character, the hand, that's him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. But one of the biggest things I think that really kind of hit me was a few years ago, you know, Nintendo, they've been kind of having ups and downs with their sales and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple years ago, they had a really bad year, and they were faced with, you know, needing to lay off employees. And instead of laying off employees, he took a 50% pay cut that year in order to have everyone keep their jobs and stuff. And you never see that. You would never see that in a company from America. You would never see that anywhere else in any industry. So it's he will be missed, you know?
He was he had a cult following within, especially within, the Nintendo fan circles.
Yeah.
I mean, he had his hand in everything, and he seemed to genuinely love what he did and love the fans. And he wanted – he kind of famously said is he wanted to bring fun to everyone.
Yeah.
And he had, a thing that I always love it when I read it. It was part of his keynote speech in 2005. On my business card, I am a corporate president. In my mind, I am a game designer, but in my heart, I am a gamer.
Yeah, he was someone more than I think anyone else in the industry that got it. You know, he understood that games are supposed to be fun, and you know, and it's a shame because he died before, you know, his big major mark on Nintendo was made. You know, he died before the Mario Maker game, which is going to be huge and allow people to create their own, be their own game designers and stuff.
Right.
And he died before the next system, the NX, which was really going to be his system.
His masterpiece.
The one that he had the input on from beginning to end, because even the Wii U, I mean, it, the previous president really had their hands in it before he stepped in.
So, I had read somewhere that Nintendo's only had four presidents. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean they last a very, very long time.
Yeah, the company's been around for about 100 years.
Yeah, yeah, because they were a card game company before they were.
Yeah,
I thought they were a cab. Were they card before cab?
Well, they did a whole bunch of different things. I think they were at one point they were a cab company as well, but they started off as
playing cards.
Playing cards. Yeah, wow. Yeah. But
Do we know who his successor is?
Not yet. Right now, it's the job is being split between two guys. I'm not sure the first guy's name, but the second guy is Shigeru Miyamoto, who is another.
Oh, that's the Mario dude, right?
The
Zelda dude, right?
Yeah. And I mean, it's kind of it's it's kind of a shame that that's one of the first things that everyone has on their mind is who's going to take over the reins next, because, you know, the guy has just barely gone. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it is a question, and it'll be interesting to see who picks up the reins of Nintendo and how...
I feel like that's a big question, because, like, once he got the reins, he went in a certain direction, mm-hmm. and it'd be interesting to see the new direction.
Yeah, or if they decide to honor Iwata and keep it kind of going in the same direction mm-hmm. that he had envisioned, where as long as games are fun, you know, and... that's the bottom line, you know.
I feel like it's always good when, like, a product is made by the, like, a person who isn't looking for just money, but for by a person who uses the product themselves. You know what I mean? So like a comic book movie made by a comic book fan. You know what I mean? Something like that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely look to see like Nintendo maybe keeping his vision going, because he seemed to be very hands-on and very well-respected.
Yeah.
And so everyone will know exactly, well, what would Iwata want?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Dude, that should be a bracelet.
Yeah, right. All right, well, again, Iwata, you'll be missed. Yeah, that's really all we have to say about that. Let's move on to some more happy stuff.
Right, I was going to say, he's been taken back to the Mushroom Kingdom in the sky.
Yes, well, you know what? Actually, the day after he passed, a rainbow was...
Seen over the Nintendo Corporation,
oh, and wow. It was made the comment that he was on the big Rainbow Road, like from Mario Kart, the big Rainbow Road mm-hmm. in the sky. You know,
that's so, pretty cool.
So I was thinking
somebody should Photoshop like, you know how the Pope, when there's a new Pope, they like there's the smoke things.
Oh, yeah.
But like someone should Photoshop that, but it would be like the clouds from Mario.
Oh God, yeah.
With the smiley faces.
Oh yeah. That would be great.
You mean the bushes, the white bushes?
Yes, the white bushes. Yes, I know that. Yeah.
All right, hey, moving on to back to San Diego Con stuff. We have more new movie news. Deadpool had a bunch of stuff, and that's looking
Deadpool.
Great. Yeah, it's looking great.
Hard R.
Some of it seemed a little gratuitous after a while. Like, whoa, pull it back a little bit. But yeah, it was good. I like it. I like all of it. I like all like the jabs and stuff where he's all like, "Can the costume not be green
or animated?
Animated? Yeah,
yeah." That was a good joke.
That was the one I laughed probably the most at.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I thought
the thing with Colossus was pretty funny too.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I'm not gonna say it because we're on radio or whatever, but like he says something like.
Yeah right. Yeah. No.
That Colossus looked cooler. Cooler than the X-Men movie.
He did. He absolutely did.
He looked big. And,
right. Yeah. I wonder how this fits in with those. If it's like any connection.
I hope there's no connection. I hope it's its own separate thing. Yeah, because
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're in a weird place now where the most accurate comic to screen comic book adaptation we could see ever might be Deadpool, and that's
when they released that costume for the first time.
Oh yeah,
I literally like my jaw dropped. I'm like, he walked off the page.
That's pretty amazing.
They brought him to life.
Pretty much, and I mean, this is a perfect fit for Ryan Reynolds. I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think it matches his style of humor very well, and I think.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So.
I mean, it's crazy the fact that Fox is putting out a proper comic book movie.
Yeah, right.
An R-rated comic book movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, besides Kick-Ass.
Well, yeah. But
Have you seen, like, they released some photos where it was, like, Batman versus Superman, and then, like, Suicide Squad together, and then it had, like, the Fox Marvel Universe, so it had, like, all the Fantastic Four guys.
They were up on stage together?
Yeah.
Well, no. I don't know if they were on stage. It looked professional, like on a studio kind of thing.
Oh,
yeah. Well, Fox had mentioned that they wanted to try to do a shared universe a little bit, but
that's why I was wondering if because of that photo, I wonder if Deadpool has anything to do with anything.
I really am not sure, just because the tone that they're taking with Fantastic Four is so wildly different than anything else that they've done, and it's so...
I dig it. Josh Trank. A lot of people give him a lot of flack and stuff, but I think this movie looks okay.
I have no doubt that it's going to be, you know, a great action sci-fi movie. I'm just not sure if it's going to be the Fantastic Four, you know? I mean, it's just...
Well, isn't that kind of what the Fantastic Four is all about, though? You know, because, like, they get hit by cosmic rays and...
Well, sure,
like,
but I mean,
it's all spacey.
I'm just worried that they've changed too much too quick with the Fantastic Four. I mean, it, again, it looks good, and the TV spots that I've seen for it here recently, I mean, it looks better than I initially had thought, but I'm still a little, I'm still kind of...
No one can pass final judgment on anything until you see the final product.
Exactly. Speaking of movies and stuff, did you see anything about that Warcraft?
All I saw was like some posters. They had a VR video. I haven't checked that out. And then there was a statue or something you could pose with.
Yeah, well, they've released a few things. Me being the kind of the resident Warcraft head.
Yes, tell us all about Warcraft.
Well, you know, back in the Dark Portal opened and the orcs came out. But I don't know. It looks interesting. The storyline for the movie, it seems to be they're going along with the original game, Humans and Orcs.
Fill me in on this, dude. I have no clue, and I don't know anything about Warcraft. But our teammate Sebastian on the Geekcast X is a huge, huge visual effects buff. Like, that's what he went to school for?
The VR flyover was basically a model of the city of Stormwind, which is the human capital. And, you know, players of World of Warcraft and stuff will know it's one of the main hubs in the game. But that was pretty much the flyover part, was the VR thing, was seeing the rendered city with the castle in the middle.
How long was that video?
Not very long. Okay. I don't know, a minute, maybe. I mean, it was just kind of a quick... It was more like a tech demo than anything.
Well, I wasn't sure if, like, here's the teaser, 34 seconds. Like, you know what I mean?
No, not quite. The movie's still not even quite finally finished yet. It's about there. The director said, you know, they're putting in the final, you know, VFXs and stuff like that, and that's pretty much where they're at right now. So we probably won't see an actual teaser trailer until maybe December. Maybe.
Right. Really? Yeah, Sebastian was talking about during Comic-Con about how he's like, I think they're going to release it today. And then, like, the next day, I think they're going to release it today. And then I'm like, when are they supposed to, like, because they released all the posters and stuff on one day. I'm like, where's that trailer, dude? I wanted to watch it. And he goes, oh, yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But, well, it's kind of hard. I saw some shots before Comic-Con of, like, of characters in their makeup. And there's, like, some heavy prosthetic work going on. Especially with, like, the orc characters.
Oh, yeah, I'm a huge fan of practical effects.
Oh, I am, too.
So am I. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I know at BlizzCon a few months back, they had physical props there of some of the things that are in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
At Comic-Con, they had statues, basically, of... King Varian, not King Varian, King Varian's father, I can't remember his name.
Is that the orc?
No, that is Human King.
Oh, okay.
The orc is Orgrim Doomhammer.
Name. I saw something with Chris Hardwick. And he was hanging out with one of those.
Yeah.
He probably was. Yeah. Chris Hardwick's everywhere during San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah. But it's going to be basically the beginning of the Warcraft universe as far as like the games go.
Wow. Do you think there'll be more movies? Like this will be like a huge thing?
I don't really know. I mean, this has been a big, long endeavor. I mean,
but I know the games are pretty expansive.
They are, but also it's been in development for a long time.
Really?
Oh yeah. It's directors have come and gone. They had trouble getting it going.
Yeah, but I'm happy it landed with Duncan Jones. His work on Moon was excellent.
Yeah,
and I mean, you know. He is the son of David Bowie, so,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Got that going
yeah,
for him. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to say, I've never been a big fan of, like, games. Like, I've never played the games. But the movie definitely looks cool.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a super high fantasy romp.
Like Lord of the Rings, but...
I love Lord of the Rings.
But more fantasy.
Right.
It's almost like Lord of the Rings meets, like, Warhammer Classic. Kind of thing.
Okay.
I know. I'm deep nerd territory.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
It's another super. Okay. It's another super high fantasy thing.
High five.
Yeah.
edit in the sound effect there.
I'll do that.
Well, we need to trick the listeners into thinking I'm there with you.
Perfect. Excellent. All right. Well, do we have anything else about the Warcraft movie before we move
on? Not really. There wasn't a lot of information released.
Yeah.
It was more of like a hey, look at things that are coming.
Yeah.
See, I think the fact that it's just called Warcraft makes me believe that they're like it has so much potential for sequels. So you can have like Warcraft and then what is it, the Witch King, Lich King,
Lich King?
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, sure.
Like,
I mean,
you can just have like you can have, it'd be like the Twilight thing, like you know, Twilight Saga.
Oh yeah.
No.
I mean, sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah, get some sparkly orcs going on in there. Sure.
Yeah. You know what I mean, though.
Yeah, like, no, I know what you mean. I mean, it's pretty safe to say that any movie that comes out nowadays that isn't, like, a super easy, like, rom-com or anything like that.
What's rom-com?
Romantic comedy.
Romantic comedy.
Okay.
Anything that's beyond that is like...
Because I'm thinking of like emulators and stuff when you guys say rom-com.
Oh, nice. But no, I just want to say, you know, the it's easy to kind of guess that, assume that whatever movie is being made, they're looking at a franchise because that is an easy way to pump out multiple movies, you know, get the actors have multiple, you know, sign multi-movie contracts and stuff. I mean, shoot, look at Iron Man before they even knew that they were going to do the...
Shared universe.
The shared universe and everything else. They had signed Sam Jackson onto like a 7-movie deal just on the off chance that it takes off, you know? So, I mean, it's kind of easy to see that they're going, that is the model that they're moving towards is, you know, if they can make a franchise out of something, they will, you know?
Right. I feel like, yeah, Marvy Dent.
Marvy Dent.
I believe in Marvy Dent.
Perfect.
Marvel definitely, like, you know, started a revolution with this whole shared universe thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they definitely opened the floodgates.
Yeah. I mean, shoot, now they're trying to do that with, like, the old school, like, Universal Monsters. Did you know that?
Oh,
that,
yeah, I did hear that when the Dracula, what is it?
Dracula Unbound or Unchained or whatever.
Untold.
Yeah, that's
Untold
Superman.
Or whatever.
Dracula
yeah.
Untold.
Yeah.
And I, Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's...
I, Frankenstein is part of that franchise?
I think so.
It was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be.
That movie was terrible.
I was so excited to see that, and I watched it on Netflix. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, I could tell by the trailers it was going to be an awful movie.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm talking about. Like, Marvy Dent is in that.
Yeah.
Of course that movie blew.
Yeah.
Chunks.
But you want to talk about franchises that are great, and I'm glad they're coming back. Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Oh, yes.
That
series.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a series on Showtime?
Stars.
Yeah. Stars. That's weird. You don't really hear things from Stars.
You
Not
don't.
Really.
They're trying to... Well, I think they're trying...
Well, Stars has that pirate show. That Crossbones is pretty good.
Yeah. Is it good?
Yeah.
And I guess they had the Deadwood, right?
Oh, was that them?
I don't remember who had that.
I
don't remember who had that.
Yeah, but anyway, a trailer came out. Looks
big
great.
Big fan.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the Evil Dead series.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm glad that it's Bruce Campbell and not the new Ash.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a very good movie. I went and saw it the day it came out.
Are there any Easter eggs?
There were a little bit in that, but not that much.
Chris Hemsworth in that?
No, that's Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great movie.
Is it?
Yeah, I love Cabin in the Woods. Okay. But Ash vs. the Evil Dead takes place 30 years after...
22.
Okay.
So. Close.
Well, he says 30 years ago in the trailer.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But
I noticed in the trailer, like, he doesn't work for S-Mart anymore. Is that, like, a
Value Smart?
Something like that.
Value Mart.
But he rips off the Value Mart, the shirt, and he has, like, the S-Mart shirt underneath it.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
I was
at work when I was watching the trailer, and my break's over.
So. Yeah, they're, like, in his trailer or something, and he, like, hits a button, and, like, a shotgun pops up from, the floor of his trailer, and he rips off his red, like, Value Mart shirt, and he has the blue S-Mart shirt underneath.
That's great. Oh, my gosh. I'm really pumped for this. I'm a kind of a apologist for Sam Raimi, because a lot of people don't like his work. But, like, you know how he has, like, a cult following?
Oh, sure.
I'm one of those cult followers. Like, I'm a huge fan of Sam Raimi's work. So, in my book, he can do no wrong.
Well, I'm a big fan, too. But Spider-Man 3 is...
That's a war crime.
I mean?
Like, you can't, like, that one does not negate all of the other masterpieces he's done. So, I hope... Does Sam Raimi have anything to do with this series?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good producer.
Him and Bruce are, like, executive producers and
Yeah,
stuff
and I think he's directed the first BBF, couple episodes BFF. As well.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when we went and saw Bruce Campbell at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
He talked about it a little bit in his panel.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, here's a little tidbit, like, not to sidetrack. Speaking of Sam Raimi, do you know he has the license to make The Shadow?
He does, yeah.
What's he waiting for? I love The Shadow.
I know, right? I mean,
especially I love Sam Raimi and The Shadow. So those two guys put together, oh, that'd be amazing.
Well, I'll tell you, he tried once, and that's what Darkman turned into.
Darkman? I like Darkman, too.
Yeah, he originally tried to make a Shadow movie, and it just didn't work out. So that's why he made Darkman. But you know what? I love The Shadow, and I think I'm one of the few that legitimately enjoys the Alec Baldwin
I love
one
that
from
movie.
The 90s.
I love
oh,
that movie.
Is my, that is my... Stuff. That, I was going to say another word. That is my jam. I love me and Jake. Jake from the Geekcast X. We always make jokes.
Oh, I thought you meant Jake from State
other.
Farm.
No, sorry. Jake from the Geekcast X. We always text each other, the sun is shining. And then, like, he'll reply, like, the ice is melting.
Ice is slippery.
Oh, whoops, I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah, you got me good.
Yep. All right.
You know what I mean.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, like, yeah, we're always, like, making jokes like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Like, the shadow knows.
Yeah. And, hey, let's go ahead and move on to some other stuff, because we only have about 10 minutes left in this episode. Before we move on to the next thing, I just want to kind of point out, have you noticed that we really haven't talked about any comic book things from the San Diego Comic-Con? Isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird how they're pushing it.
There wasn't a whole lot of comic news.
And there hasn't been.
I did see the Batman Turtles. I saw like a thumbnail, but I didn't really click on it.
Yeah, there is a Batman Turtles spinoff book. It's kind of a sister book to the Green Lantern Star Trek that's coming out this month.
Oh, yeah, I did. I remember that.
Yeah, with IDW.
There are so many Star Trek crossovers, it's ridiculous.
Have you heard the rumor that Chris Pine is going to be Hal Jordan?
I've heard that, and I've also heard Tyrese Gibson.
Oh, yeah, right.
As John Stewart.
Why not both?
But you know what? They're making a Green Lantern Corps movie, so exactly. They could do both. But it's just kind of interesting that there really isn't a whole lot of comic news anymore from Comic-Con. Maybe they should change the name to, like, San Diego Pop Culture Con or something, like PopCon right. or something
it's
like
serious.
That.
It's like all the big conventions in this country. It's all about – it's not about the comics anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you have to go to, like, the
– What was a good comic? I didn't really see a lot of comic book stuff.
Well, I mean, for cons, I know Emerald City, they comics do a lot. And, I mean, the Image usually has their own separate convention about a week before San Diego, Image Expo. But, and I mean, Marvel, they announced their, you know, their new line, like, right before the con.
Yeah, there was
okay, there you go. There's some comic stuff.
Yeah, there was a lot of heavy comic news right before the con.
Yeah, well, and it's because the big companies know that once they get into San Diego time, all their news gets eaten by, like, movies and
TV shows
and games and stuff like that.
What was that thing with Robins? Do you see there's, like, a bunch of Robins now?
Oh, yeah. That's a new book from DC. It's just a bunch of street kids from Gotham who decide to start a gang of Robins, and they're, like, actually funded by...
We are the flock.
Like Batman. Yeah, basically.
Oh, did you guys hear about this news? I guess Batman is the new Metron.
Yeah. I had heard about that. That's actually new for today. We're recording this on Wednesday. But yeah, Batman is stepping away from Earth and is becoming a new god temporarily to fill in the role as Metron, like the ultimate
right.
like cataloger of
so
cosmic
essentially
stuff.
He is now the Bat God that everyone wants him to be.
Pretty much. And you know what? It actually makes
sense.
The
Batwatcher.
Yeah, it makes sense that he's stepping away now that Commissioner Gordon is in, like, that weird, like...
The Robo-Bunny.
Robo-Rabbit Batman suit thing. Yeah, very weird.
I haven't really read a DC book since the debut of Batgirl and Burnside.
Although that was a good book.
Mm-hmm. I think
Batgirl.
The last comic I remember reading was the end game where Batman and Joker have duke it out and they die at the end.
Oh, yeah, that was like an Elseworlds book or something like that, right?
No, I thought...
No,
that was...
No.
Oh, okay. I must be thinking of something else then.
I have one or two of the end games, but...
Is that when, like... Remember he's at the end and, like, he's sitting there, like... Alfred's like, is Alfred alive? And he's like, hey, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm just hanging out with a friend or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've been more... My books have been more Marvel here lately.
Yeah!
I'm glad someone agrees.
That's okay. That's all right. Let's see.
We probably should hit this Flash Arrow real quick.
Yeah, let's hit the Flash Arrow real quick.
Show.
Yeah, we've got about 5 minutes here. So new costumes look great. I like the white on the logo
for
Flash's
see,
costume.
See, I'm a little disappointed with the Flash because, like, okay, the white logo, cool. But I think there should be more gold in there. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
The gold boots or something.
No. I like it the way it is.
You like it?
I like it.
All right. Maybe I'm not trying to be a naysayer. I'm just saying maybe like the only update to it is, like, you know, a little bit brighter red in the white background.
Yeah. See, I'm more interested to see what the Jay Garrick costume is going to end up looking like. How are they going to update the old Golden Age, like, Mercury helmet and, like, the T-shirt with, like, the half a lightning bolt coming up from the pants?
I think it might look like the Rocketeer jacket, only red and have a lightning bolt on it.
That would be rad. I'm sure
it'll be leather because everything in the DC TV universe is leather.
Everything has to be leather.
They got a deal with leather manufacturers.
That's right. Yeah.
But no, you know, as much as I dog on the DC movie universe, the DC TV universe is doing pretty good in my eyes.
Oh, they are on point.
Did you guys see the Supergirl pilot?
No.
I haven't watched the pilot. I have it sitting on my hard drive right now.
I'm going to wait for it to come out on TV.
I hear it's going to be real. I hear it's really good. Like I said, don't spoil it for me.
I was going to say is, like, I thought it was all right. Like, it's nothing to write. You know me. I'm a huge Superman fan.
Sure.
And, that being super family related, it was like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I watched the first season.
Again, it's a pilot, so, you know, they're trying to get their legs under them and stuff.
It looks better than Gothamville.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, Gotham. I just saw something on Gotham.
While Josh is thinking of the Gotham stuff, I'm
like the name I gave that?
Super psyched about the Green Arrow. Changing his name to Green Arrow instead of just Arrow.
That, when he walks out in the costume, did you see that?
I saw that, yeah.
That was really good. That was very super good.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice update, and it'll be weird to see how he comes, the Batman Rises ending they had.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Also, like, how, like, everybody knows it's him. You know what I mean? So how is he going to do that?
Well, as far as the public consciousness was, it was Roy. Roy was the Green Arrow.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
Yeah.
And then he faked his own death. Yeah. Okay, I forgot about that. See, that's what I'm saying. Season 3 was really not that.
I didn't care for it. Season 2 was great. But,
right?
But Flash is still leaps and bounds ahead of the game.
I agree. I totally 100% agree with you. And Jake is hardcore in the Arrow.
Yeah.
So if Jake was here, he'd disagree.
I don't know. I'm excited for Legends of Tomorrow.
That'll be fun. Oh, I think definitely. That'll be a fun show.
Time traveling stuff.
The
yeah.
Thing, like, cause, sorry, go ahead.
No, go for it. Go.
I was just going to say, like, the whole season of Arrow, I'm, like, waiting for the Atom to shrink. And the ending was totally predictable. Like, as soon as he started fiddling with it and they did the pan out shot, I'm like, he's going to blow up. And then, for the Legends of Tomato.
Legends of Tomato.
Yeah. Legends of Tomorrow, they show him shrinking. And I'm like, oh, that was awesome. Finally.
That's excellent. Yeah.
The fact they're bringing in Hawkgirl, who's a personal favorite of mine.
Really? Oh, yeah. And Hawkman's going to be on
that show. Yeah, I heard, Hawkman. Like, the planet of Hawkman. Like,
oh, the Thanagarians?
The Thanagarians. That's like, I heard that might be, they might be, like, one of the major antagonists. They're going to be, like, the Klingon to, like, the main team's, like, you know, Starfleet kind of, that kind of thing, where it's like they're going to be, like, an antagonist group against them the entire time.
Well, I know they're fighting Vandal Savage.
Yeah, main villain, yes. But I heard the Thanagarians are a part, are somewhere in there as well.
Okay.
My only hope is I'm a Smallville apologist. Again, big Superman fan. Watched every episode of Smallville, and the way they did Hawkman was not so good.
That was awful.
He looked cool a little bit, but then once he starts moving and you get that whole, like, remember in Batman and Robin where the icicles were all flimsy?
Oh, yeah.
That whole, like, prosthetic look where, like, everything's moving around if it jiggles too much.
And, you know, I have a feeling
takes
that's
me right out of the scene.
Yeah, and I have a feeling that's why we haven't seen an up-close shot of Hawkgirl yet. The only scenes we've seen from her for Legends of Tomorrow, they've been either her without her wings or far away shots with her flying, which is clearly CG. So they might not have been able to figure out the practical effect yet.
Back to Supergirl really quick, not to spoil anything. Those effects are really good for a TV show. Better than, like, The Flash, I'd say.
Good.
Well, Flash has its moments. Flash has its moments where it looks great, but then it also has those other moments where it looks really bad.
Oh, no, yeah, definitely. I think I remember reading something, like, that's why it's on CBS instead of CW, because it costs so much. And I'm like, well, you can definitely see what they're spending a lot.
You know,
to make
makes sense.
Yeah.
Look so good.
Makes sense. All right, listen, we have so much stuff to go over, but we are totally out of time. We have completely run out. Let's just go ahead and do the rundown. Sean, before we do our stuff, do you want to let people know where they can get a hold of the Geekcast X podcast and everything?
Sure, yeah, definitely. All right, so you can check out Geekcast X at we have a Facebook page at Geekazoid Official, and spelled with an X. And then we're on iTunes, Geekcast X, just in the search bar. We're on YouTube, and we're also on Nerd Overload /authors/GeekcastX.
That's right, yep. And if you want to follow us, you can always go over to nerdoverload.com. We try to update the website every day. Sometimes it happens, sometimes not so much.
We got the facebook.com/nerdoverload website.
Yep, this is usually the part where Cody would say that we're on Twitter @nerd_overload.
or the part where Samantha would say, you can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
Yep. Sean, buddy, thank you again for coming on and guesting with us. We'll have to get you back on sometime soon and try to get more of
that. We got to finish that list.
We definitely do, yeah. And try to get some of the other Geekcasters on there as well. So,
definitely.
All right, and again, for the Nerd Overload show, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
See you.
Catch you later, guys.
This show was sponsored in part by Replays, Gameware, Movies, and More, and Creative Foundations.